It's time to take a look at harness racing with this week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you, and Amanda Rando joins me. Amanda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Another big week, and the young participants that have shown this week with the young horses and also some of our young drivers.
And how did the Alabar Breeders' Challenge Series go? It got underway last week.
Yeah, it did. So it kicked off at Wagga last Tuesday with heats for the two-year-olds. And, some really good results, like the Mark Purden trained Sicario. He won very impressively at Penrith last Thursday night. And a lot of the winners were sired by a range of different stallions, which is great to see. And this week, the heats for the three-year-old Pacers kick off. And they start at Bathurst tonight, actually. There are three heats. There were so many acceptances, they had to make two colts and geldings heats, and as well as a fillies heat. So some pretty nice horses nominated there too, Simon. We've got Steve Turnbull. He has a very strong team lined up at tonight's Bathurst heats, including last year's Breeders' Challenge winner Conviction, as well as Atomic Red, who sort of rose to prominence when he won that heat at the New South Wales Derby a few months ago at Menangle. And in the fillies, the heat is just as strong. You got the likes of I'm a Black Beauty, Ella Yeah, and Who's a Shady Lady. So, some good horses going around there. Then we've got more three-year-old heats that will head around at Penrith and Young on Thursday night as well. At Penrith, you've got the Wagga Oaks winner, She's Sugar Sweet, up against Gold Tiara winner, Don't Think Twice. So that's going to be a really good heat. And in the boys' heat, you have the very talented Mark Purden horse, Vincent, who looks really hard to beat. So they're at Penrith. Then there's also three heats at Newcastle this Saturday night, Simon. So still another similar case to Bathurst. A lot of nominations. Up at Newcastle, you've got last year's Breeders' Challenge winner, She's All Apples, up against Make Mine Heaven, and the regional Breeders' Challenge winner, Fun Magic Trick. So that's a pretty strong race. And in the boys' heat, you've got the likes of Astride, Bullet Stride, Alpine Stride, and also the Wagga Derby winner, Maxentius. So, some really nice horses going around in these heats, Simon. And semi-finals kick off next Saturday week. And, of course, the Group 1 finals will take place at Menangle on June 25, which will be a huge day, Simon. Seven Group 1 races, also including the Len Smith Mile, which seems to be shaping up as a pretty good race.
It'll be the biggest card of Group 1 since Miracle Mile day, wouldn't it?
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, so they're the sort of two major flagship meetings for New South Wales. Is that Miracle Mile card as well as this Breeders' Challenge Day.
Well, the Trotters, Sarah, taking centre stage this weekend at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. And let's look at a couple of the races, Amanda. First of all, the New South Wales Trotters Derby. A small field, Custodians come up the $1.40 favourite.
Yeah, it's a nice little Group 1. Most of the runners are from interstate, mainly Victoria, apart from Empire Bay, who is the only New South Wales runner in the field. He's trained by Blake Fitzpatrick. He has a really good record at Menangle too, and he's about a $12 chance at the moment with Tab Fixed Odds, Simon. But interestingly, he's out of a mare called Miss Adelaide, and she actually raced in the New South Wales Trotters Derby. I think she finished sixth in the race, and she also finished third in the New South Wales Oaks. So he's definitely has the Derby and Oaks in his family, Empire Bay. And as you said, the favourite is Custodian, who's trained by Amanda Turnbull, and he's won six of his 14 starts. Looks like a pretty smart customer.
So that's the New South Wales Trotters Derby. One of the other features is the Club Menangle Pace, and at the head of this market, Millwood Liberty, has gone up $2.60.
Yeah, she was a very smart winner at Menangle on Saturday night. She was due for that win, and she was fairly well classed for that race as well. She sat outside them last week and won quite impressively. But you've got the likes of Charlevale in this race. He's drawn a lot better. He's drawn in Barrier 2, and his stablemate Aztec Bromac, he's drawn in Barrier 11, and both horses had their first starts back from a spell last week. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them improve as well.
And the two-year-olds have a feature race, the Trotting New South Wales two-year-old final. A little more open here. LaGrange has gone up $2.60, and Mia Bumba's at $2.80.
Yes, and we've got Blake Fitzpatrick, who's duly represented in this group too as well, as he's got that Moyabamba. He trains the brother of that horse, Quillabamba, and he's having his first start. And Blake also has the horse called Runaway Success, which won very impressively at Menangle yesterday over the mile distance. So I think he looks a top hope again. Interestingly, the favourite, as you mentioned, LaGrange, is trained by Anton Galino. He trained the trifecta in the New South Wales Oaks last week, and the horse LaGrange, he's had two starts for a second as well as a win, and he's out of the mare La Cucaracha, who was honoured at Menangle last week with the group race named after her. So that's very interesting. And there's also the Trotters Mile on this Saturday night at Menangle, which will be a really competitive race. You've got the likes of El Paco. He was a very impressive winner at Menangle last week over the mile. You've also got the Benchmark, who's been racing well as Our Summer Vacation. And look, they're all facing handicaps in the 3,000 metre feature race, but should all be right in that race.
Now, driver Chris Geary reached another milestone through the week.
Yes, he sure did. So he'll be, I just got off the phone from speaking to him. He's currently engaged to drive both at Menangle on Saturday night as well as Newcastle, but he confirmed that he's pretty certain he's driving at Menangle this Saturday night. But, you know, this season, you know, we're certainly used to seeing Chris's name in the winner's circle, and he's done a fantastic job, and he's had a pretty big season this season. He's obviously the main driver for Team Tritton now, since Lauren Tritton is pregnant. And, you know, he's won his first Group 1 race earlier in the year. And just last week, he drove at Dubbo for the first time and won. He won with Shane and Lauren's horse, Our Rona Gold. She won a heat of the Red Ochre Mares Classic. But what was really significant about this victory, Simon, was it was Chris's 100th winner for the season. So it's the second time in a row he's surpassed the century of winners in one season, and he's only been driving for four seasons. So a really remarkable effort.
And a couple of other drivers have reached milestones.
Yes. At Canberra on Monday night, a young lady called Cody Ratchenberger, she had a first drive and resulted in a winner as well. So that was with Booblaga Road. Bit of a tongue twister there. But young Cody, she currently works for James Rattray, who's better known as the trainer of Bowtide. She's been working for James for quite some time now, and she came through the mini trot ranks, which is really interesting, and she had quite a bit of success with her mini trotters. And also another driver that had a bit of success this week is a man by the name of Troy Williams. Now, Troy is a hobbyist, has a few trotters and pacers as well that he trains. He's also the vice president of the newly formed Trotters Association here in the state. And look, he usually sits on the sideline in the races, lets, you know, Todd McCarthy and the likes of drivers like that drive his horses. But he jumped on board his mare, Iona Grinner, at Menangle yesterday and drove her to victory. And it was his first winner in 10 years in the sulky. So, and overall, Troy's only driven two winners in that 10 years. So, yeah, special win for him yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this Friday night, the Carnival of Cups heads to Dubbo.
Yes. So the TAB Carnival Cup Series is starting to wind down. There's only three meetings to go. And, yes, this Friday night is at Dubbo. They've got the $30,000 Group 3 Red Ochre Mares Classic. That's the main feature. The Tritton team, they're duly represented in this race. They've got their mare, I'm Twice the Delight, who also qualified, as well as our Rona Gold, who I just mentioned earlier. And there are a few other horses from out of town in the race, like Takara Truffle and Love and Miss Daisy, who are up from the Hunter region, so they're travelling a bit of a way to get to Dubbo this Friday, as well as Lombo Newsy Scoop and I'm a Mystery Girl, who are both trained by Jared Ouch and out at Menangle. But one of the other features is the Dubbo City Cup, which has attracted a really strong field as well. You got the likes of Condigan, Sean Trey, who's been very impressive in this country cup circuit, as well as Desdon Maruffy, who was recently claimed from Menangle. Desdon Maruffy was part owned at one stage by Gareth Hall. So, yeah, interesting to see him going around. But, yeah, as for the Carnival of Cups, Simon, the next two meetings and the final two meetings for this season, for this Carnival of Cups leg, are at Peak Hill and Fairfield over the June long weekend. So sadly, it'll be the last meeting ever held at Fairfield. The lease is up on that premises, Simon, and the local council are taking over it. So, yeah, it'll be a bit of a sad day that day.
Yeah, worth getting down there if you can, that's for sure. It's a great little track, Fairfield.
Yeah, it sure is, and so much history as well. So, but yeah, unfortunately, I'm not sure exactly what the local council have planned for the grounds. I believe something to do with soccer. I'm not sure if it's. I've heard stories along the lines of a home for the Western Sydney Wanderers. I don't know, training ground or whatnot. But yeah, sad that harness racing, you know, was so rich in that area for such a long time that it's coming to an end.
Yeah. Oh well. At least we've got Tabcorp Park Menangle.
Yes, most definitely, you know, and yeah, it's fantastic tracks all over the state. You know, we've obviously, Harness Racing New South Wales purchased the showground up at Tamworth, so great things happening up there. They've also moving ahead with building a new track in Wagga. They've built the new track at Bathurst, so, you know, there's certainly... you know, onwards and upwards, there are some good things and new tracks popping up.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for your help, Amanda. Now, you've got a few weeks' holiday after this week, don't you?
Yeah, surprisingly, I was allowed to have a spell. So, yeah, I've got 4 weeks off. I'll be back right in time for the Alibi Breeders' Challenge finals day at Menangle on June 25, which I'm looking forward to.
Well, have a wonderful break, Amanda. Thanks for your help, and we'll catch you at the end of June.
Will do. And you enjoy your little break too, Simon.
I'll do my best. Catch you later, Amanda.
Thanks, Simon.